This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're with Kelvin and Lynn on the Evening Edition. Sean Dunn is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Bank Negara Malaysia released their first quarter report today. The results show the economy expanded slightly above forecasts.
Yes, so the economy expanded by 4.5%, mainly driven by services, agriculture and manufacturing sectors. And the forecast was initially set at 4.3%. However, the GDP expanded at a slower pace compared to the same period in 2018 when it recorded 5.3%. And the report also showed all sectors recorded slower growth or contraction, except for the agriculture sector. Agriculture basically rebounded by 5.6% from a growth of 3.1% only in the previous corresponding quarter. And this is mainly attributed to the strong recovery in oil palm yields. And looking forward, the central bank expects GDP growth to range between 4.3% and 4.8% for the year in view of impacts from the US-China trade war and concerns on global growth.
So BNM also announced six new measures in order to enhance market liquidity, among others. What are the details here?
So Bank Negara Governor Dato' Noor Samsia Yunus said the measures was partly to address the concerns of the FTSE Russell, which is the global index provider. And she said this is important to prevent a potential exclusion from the World Government Bond Index. And this is the governor explaining what these measures entail and the underlying reasons for them.
First, recognizing the important role of the repo market in secondary market trading activities, the bank will further enhance the repo facility to facilitate market makers in quoting off the run bonds. A review of the repo guideline will be undertaken to allow for greater flexibility, which amongst others include lengthening the repo tenure beyond 1 year. Two, to further develop an effective hedging platform for investors, the bank, in collaboration with Securities Commission, Bursa Malaysia and key market players, will further enhance the delivery mechanism for MGS futures settlement. Three, to provide greater access to the dynamic hedging program, institutional investors are able to undertake dynamic hedging via trust banks and global custodians. Four, where there is interest, greater flexibility may be accorded to registered institutional investors under the dynamic hedging program to manage their FX risk beyond the current 25% threshold of underlying assets upon approval by Bank Negara Malaysia. Fifth, FX trade and documentation process will be simplified to ease investors' accessibility to onshore FX market. A standard documentation guide for FX transactions will be circulated via the Association of Banks Malaysia. Six, the appointed overseas office framework introduced in 2016, which currently has 151 offices from 21 banking groups across 36 different countries, will facilitate greater access to the Malaysian financial market by enhancing the capacity to provide ringgit liquidity after the close of the local market at 6 p.m. These initiatives will provide greater flexibility, accessibility and liquidity in the FX and bond market with increased participation in the dynamic hedging program. To date, the program has benefited 88 registered investors, managing a total of $30.8 billion in assets. The bank will continue to engage investors, index providers, custodian banks, market participants and authorities so that accessibility and hedging needs are met.
That was Bank Negara Governor Dato' Noor Samsia Yunus. Moving on to Bursa, Favel Favco Berhad was a prominent top gainer on the KLCI today. What's happening there?
So they basically secured six contracts worth 78.3 million ringgit to provide tower cranes. And this the counter gained about 5 cents this morning. And over the last 1 year, the counter also gained over 16% with increasing infrastructure-based projects on their order book as well. So Favel Favco closed up 2 cents at 2 ringgit and 67 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.